Here we go with John Curley and starring Sherry Hellicker. And don't forget,
Chico and the Man will not be presented this evening, and the Rockford Files will be seen 1 hour later than normal.
Wow.
So that we may bring you the following special program.
That's this program right here. Diving into the news! Rockford Files. At some point during the Rockford Files, Jim would always get hit over the head with a pistol and then come to later on and be like, oh, Angel. Remember, he'd always rubbing the back of his head.
Now, it was Mariette Hartley. She wasn't part of the Rockford Files. She just did those dumb commercials with James Garner, right?
I think so. Thank you, okay. Everett. Thank you. So, can I have one real weird sort of just tangent, not that this show isn't as full of them. My brother was in a holdup. We'll take the music up for 1 second, please, Andrew. In Washington, D.C. And terrible story, but he got hit in the head with the guy that was robbing the video store that he was in DuPont Circle. And as my brother says, the most amazing thing about the human mind is while the man is hitting me in the head with a gun, right, and not knocking me unconscious, I all of a sudden thought of Rockford Files. And I thought of how Jim used to always get hit in the head and then be knocked out for some period of time and then come to. And then he was like, oh, Angel, rubbing his head. And he kind of missed everything that happened. And Chuck said, I got hit in the head. It hurt. And I thought, huh, aren't I supposed to be unconscious at this point? And then coming to 20 minutes later after a couple of commercials.
And being just fine, like, oh, man, why'd that have to happen?
All right. And then Chico the Man. All right, music back in. Make it sound like we're doing a radio show, please. There we go. All right, let's see. Getting into it, the fact that it was tough. You know, I don't know why they keep doing this to Kamala Harris. I don't know whether maybe they want to get rid of her, or I don't know what it is, but they keep sending her out, I guess, to try to clean up for yesterday's press conference. Her boss was on there, and he did almost 2 hours. And people were amazed that he went for 2 hours. It's a low, low bar. And she went out, and I guess, what was the point of sending the vice president out?
Well, what they're trying to do with her is they're trying to give her more long-form interviews. They want her to be taken seriously. And because she's missed the mark so many times, because she's laughed at things that were inappropriate, or she hasn't had the answers to things, they are making her front and center on a few very key issues, like voting rights, that type of thing. The other ones, they felt like, were sort of no-win situations. You know, the border, that type of stuff. They feel like, you know, this is her opportunity to be out there and to continue to prove herself. What she keeps doing is when you're in a hole, stop digging.
Yeah.
And she keeps digging herself more and more into the hole because there's so much scrutiny on her. So anything that she says, people are going to jump on.
Do we have sound of this, Jacob?
We do.
Where is it?
Oh, good. We're back.
You play it. Back to that again.
She was on. She did some of the morning talk shows. So she was on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie, and she was also on CBS Morning News.
Jacob found the sound, so he's gonna.
Well, and we'll start just for context, real quick, going back to the presser yesterday because she's responding.
Oh, wait a minute! Oh, I see her. I see her right here. I got her. I got her. Here she is.
Did the president essentially give the green light to Vladimir Putin to take a piece of Ukraine, to take a bite out of Ukraine?
So, Savannah, first of all, I will tell you that I every morning start my morning and my day reading the presidential daily brief, the PDB, which contains classified information about threats to our national security and hotspots around the world. I am often in the Situation Room with the leaders of our military and our intelligence community and, of course, the President of the United States. And on the subject of Ukraine, I will tell you that the president has been very clear, and we as the United States are very clear. If Putin takes aggressive...
Savannah's trying to get in there.
...action.
Mm-hmm. Listen how clear. Here's how clear she was. Here's how clear they were.
So I think what you're going to see is that Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion, and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, etc.
Okay, so we're going to give you a minor incursion. They have 100,000 troops at the border. They have got anti-aircraft. They've got tons of tanks. They have 100,000 troops sitting there at the border. So if it's a little excursion, like a little incursion, like just moving just a little bit, like we gave you Crimea, we didn't really do much. If it's that, then we're going to let you go on that. But it's the bigger things, right? So this is a tough job. So now she has to try to clean that up.
period. And I will tell you that part of the posture that we have taken is grounded in the respect and the value we place in sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Madam
and in
Vice
particular
President,
in this case,
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine.
Of course. And so I'm so sorry to interrupt, but it is less than clear because 30 minutes after the news conference, the White House press secretary had to actually clarify the president's remarks.
Savannah, I'm being clear with you right now.
Yes, okay.
And so if you're interested, I'll continue to be clear, which is that we have had direct conversations through various levels of diplomacy with Putin, with Russia, and most importantly, with our allies and partners, including our NATO allies and partners. We are clear and have been clear for quite some time that our first approach and priority and preference is that these issues could be resolved diplomatically.
Why does she have to go out and clean this stuff up?
Well, I think they're trying to get her ready
to quit?
For...
Get her to quit? That's what I would think. So the president says, you know, a little encouragement. It depends on what they do, right? If it's big, we'll do but little things. No, and then now you go out there and you just filibuster. You know, you just take the floor, speak for as long as you possibly can and say absolutely nothing. Honestly, it seems like they have her trying to clean up. Here's more.
Is he really concerned that we may not have fair and free elections?
Okay, so there's the question, right? Because he was the president talking.
We were asked whether or not you believed that we would have free and fair elections in 2022 if some of these state legislatures reformed their voting protocols. You said that it depends. Do you think that they would in any way be illegitimate?
Oh, yeah, I think it easily could be illegitimate. Imagine if, in fact, Trump has succeeded in convincing Pence to not count the votes. Imagine if...
In regards to 2022, sir, the midterm
2022, election. I mean, imagine if those attempts to say that the count was not legit. You have to recount it, and we're not going to count. We're going to discard the following votes. I mean, sure, I'm not saying it's going to be legit. It's the increase in the prospect of being illegitimate is in direct proportion to us not being able to get these reforms passed. But I don't think you're not going to see me, and I don't think you're going to see the Democratic Party give up on coming back at assuming that the attempt fails today.
What? So here's what Jen Psaki talk about cleanup. This is what she said. Let's be clear. They're all talking about being clear. POTUS was not casting doubt on the legitimacy of the 2022 election. He was making the opposite point. In 2020, a record number of voters turned out in the face of a pandemic, and election officials made sure they could vote and have those votes counted.
Okay.
So she's doing cleanup as well.
All right. Here's the vice president one more time.
Vote Act that have been the solution that has been offered to address the fact that around our country, states have put in place laws that are purposely making it more difficult for the American people to vote. Laws which will be felt by at least 55 million Americans, regardless of their party affiliation, their race, their gender, or their geographic location.
Well, to the point, though, because those bills were debated. The bills were debated and they didn't pass. But the specific question, if you don't mind, does he think now that these bills haven't been passed that the 22 midterms won't be legitimate or fair or free?
Let's not conflate issues. So what we are looking at and the topic of so much debate last night was that we as America cannot afford to allow this blatant erosion of our democracy, and in particular, the right of all Americans who are eligible to vote to have access to the ballot unfettered. That is the topic.
Okay. Wow. You ever interviewed a politician? They are the worst. You can't get in. They just keep going and just can't say anything and then stop them and... Oh, it's terrible. She's just eating up the time.
Yeah, and she's never going to go off of her talking points, because when she did that before and she appeared to be a little more human, people didn't like her. and her poll numbers went down. So they're trying to get her to look more vice presidential or even presidential, because we don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of years. And they certainly don't want to lose her. They want to see if they can prep her probably for doing that. You know, she's got a whole new communications director, and this is all very orchestrated. This is obviously on purpose.
Boy. Let's move on to local news. The fact that the Long-Term Care Act, this idea that the government's going to take a bunch of money from you every single year, they're going to put it aside for you so that it's there for you when you get old and you need it, a poorly written bill becomes law, and then when they finally start to implement it and put it in place, they're like, this dog won't hunt, so they pull it back, and now they're going to delay it.
The long-term care tax was problematic from the start.
Good intentions alone don't make for good policy.
If you didn't opt out, employers were required to take out 38 cents for every $100 earned for 10 years for a maximum benefit of $36,000 that would go to long-term nursing care. The reality is, $36,000 won't go far when people are decades away from a potential use. John opted out.
You have to be in it for 10 years and be a resident of Washington State and live in the state to get $36,000. And that to me was just, it's ridiculous.
So did Giancarlo and his wife.
With our income, we would end up paying just as much, if not more, than a private policy would cost. And a private policy was a much better way to go, just because the benefits are far exceeding the $36,000 max plan that the state offers.
In fact, so many people have opted out, Republicans say the fund paying the benefit would be insolvent from the get-go.
The fund is already insolvent. It's getting worse. And the latest actuarial report is based on 105,000 updates, not the 450,000 we have.
You can opt out if you show proof you have long-term insurance policy through a private carrier. But so many people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s were getting private plans with the intention of canceling after 1 year, just to prove to the state they had it.
That's brilliant. Good move, everybody.
One insurance broker says private insurance companies have stopped writing those plans for Washington State residents.
That's right.
In one day, they said, we are no longer writing anyone under the age of 40. And then 2 days later, they said, actually, we're not writing anyone anymore at all. So the private insurance market really tightened for options very quickly, because they were being flooded with folks that didn't meet their normal demographic.
Rather than scrap the tax altogether, as Republicans want,
and the only real solution is to repeal the program and look at ways to address long-term care issues.
House Democrats, the majority party, voted for an 18-month delay
so that we can address a few of the issues that we've heard about to ensure that the program is as effective and efficient as we can make it.
In the Senate, Democrats, also the majority in power, are expected to do the same, which means Governor Inslee could sign the delay in a couple of weeks.
This is just a total scam by the government, as usual.
Okay, they're holding it off to what, 2023 July or something like that?
Mm-hmm. July 1st, 2023. So there's two bills that passed, that goes to the Senate now. House Bill 1732 and then House Bill 1733. Mm-hmm. And that says that they allow some people who are not likely to receive benefits or have coverage, they can opt out permanently. And also, this affects the 150,000 people working in Washington but living in other states, so they don't have to opt in.
Here's what people know, or should know. Whenever government starts a program, it starts small. And then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and takes more and more of your money. And as it gets bigger and bigger, it becomes less and less efficient, and it fails at what its initial purpose was. In 1937, the Social Security Act, as written by Roosevelt and pushed onto the American people with no desire for it, was 1% of your first $3,000, right? Small percentage of people paying it, right? But it was 1%. And then every year, or every couple of years, they would add more and more to it. So not just women that are alone, widows or, you know, orphans, but it kept getting bigger and bigger, and they add more and more and more. People think of it like a great big wagon, and there's more people in the wagon, and they just keep getting it larger and larger. Medicare, Medicaid, it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's taking, what, 12.4, 12.6% of your income? They say that Social Security is going to have to go up even higher. This is your FICA, your federal income. And they didn't want to call it a tax because they didn't want to scare people with tax. So the C in FICA stands for anyone, anyone, Bueller, contribution.
contribution.
It's not a tax. Okay. Now you're just jumping on it. I see what you're doing over there, Elliker.
Okay. It was right on the tip of my tongue. I couldn't think of it.
We're going to skip traffic, and I'm going to keep lecturing about the FICA tax. Here we go, Bucky's Auto Service Centers. With 16 locations and being around for 51 years, they know what they're doing. The men and women there at Bucky's Auto Service Centers want to make sure they fix that car of yours, and they do it right. Integrity, honesty, know-how. Any questions?
Is my pizza going to be covered in cocaine today?
Jacob, that's one for you. Are we still doing cocaine-covered pizza on Thursdays?
Well, we stopped for so long, so it's hard to... Does Andrew maybe know?
I have an answer. Hang on.
Okay.
Yes.
What was it again, Andrew?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, music. Make it sound like a professional audience. Was that Sherry saying yes? Is that who that was?
No, that was Colleen.
Oh, we're still looking to find Sherry's horrible voiceover work that she's done. Jacob, please find that, because that'll be fun to make fun of her. let's see. Maximum EV efficiency. These people are known as normally hypermilers. Hypermilers started in about 2015, I think over in the UK, and then in the United States as well. Basically, you would just try to get as much gas mileage as you could possibly get. So you had all sorts of tricks that you would do, like you would possibly be putting the car into neutral. You get in behind a semi, and if you're like within a certain amount of distance of a big semi truck, you can get caught in the back, the draft of that, and it'll pull you along. You go in the right-hand lane, all sorts of different stuff. You are basically the most annoying, most selfish person on the road while you're driving around in your car trying to get an extra mile out of your stupid gas. And now it has this annoyance has now moved on to EVs, electric vehicles, Sherry.
Yes. So these guys, these hypermilers, they do just what you're talking about. They have all these different tricks. They have all these different things that they're doing. And you'll like this, John, because these guys won a place in the Guinness World Book of Records. The lowest energy consumption. They drove the length of Great Britain at 6.45 miles per kilowatt hour from a Mustang Mach-E. Mm-hmm. It was an 840-mile trek. But these guys do all kinds of stuff. I mean, there was another group that went around and around a one-mile stretch, and they got 606 miles out of a single charge on their EV.
And what is it normally? What's it normally? Because there's
like
a whole 250. Bunch of
250.
Holy moly! You have to give up a lot. Like you'd have to give up this show in order to get those kinds of miles, right?
You can't run your air conditioner. They're saying don't roll down the windows because that's too much of a pull. I'm not sure what the fascination is with this, other than just trying to stretch it as much as you possibly can.
Well, you can't have the radio on. They're not allowed to have the radio on.
Yeah, you can't have anything on. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's bare bones. Is your new car an EV?
I don't know.
Well, you may want to find out. Because that's sort of an important detail.
I don't think it could be. If it's a Toyota, it's coming. Yeah, they don't make
that. Okay.
Yet. Not right. yet, anyway. Okay. It's coming. It's so funny. You know, I bought it, and Nicole calls me up and goes, are you going down there tonight to get it? I was like, no. Are you going to go tomorrow morning? No. Are you going to go Thursday, Friday? When are you going to go get it? I said, I don't know. I have a feeling it's going to sit there for quite some time.
Now, was this after your accident this morning? So you were just kind of bummed out?
Well, no. Here's what happens. So I take a couple of different medicines because I got some mental problems. I think that's probably quite evident to everybody. When I take the one, and for about an hour and a half, I'm extremely irresponsible with money. In that I donate a lot of money. I give away a lot of money. I think I've sent money to Jacob. I give tickets to the Kraken away. And while in the state of, while I take this particular medicine, I bought that truck.
So if you know this about yourself, right, and you know that there's some potential recklessness with money.
I got some jewelry for you, Lauren McCall.
I like that.
All right.
Was it a wise thing to do to make the purchase during that hour, that
it's normally
bewitching
2 hours.
Hour, bewitching 2 hours?
Let me tell you, I mean, I try to stay off Amazon during those 2 hours because it can get bad fast. I don't know what it is. I should probably get something else to mitigate the other way.
Well, that, or give me a call and we can do some online shopping during those 2 hours for me. I'm happy to do that with you.
Here's an interesting question. If you know that to be the case, right, and I have to take this thing every day. If you know that to be the case, you think you'll ever take advantage of me and, like, you know, sort of swoop in like I've roofied myself and suddenly now my credit card is at your disposal? Will you ever do that? Take advantage of me in that regard? Yes.
I can't believe you're asking me that question. No, of course I wouldn't do that. Unless, you know, you offered.
Any other questions?
Well, I was.
Is that going to be covered in cocaine today?
Well, now, yes, we've already covered that. Sorry, but
I was going to ask if you want help, actually, but in a sincere sense, like, is there a box we can get that you can put your wallet in for the 2 hours immediately after you take the medication that won't open until it's over, and so that you can avoid getting yourself into these situations?
A safe with a timer.
That's right.
Right, that's a great idea. That would protect you against you.
This is really.
We're doing an intervention, by the way.
No, and I don't need this. Let's go back to the EV story. How did we get on this one anyway?
Well, we were talking about your new car, and you said you didn't really have any energy to go pick it up. And
no,
I said,
"Not energy. Well, not energy. No, I just have no desire."
Okay, and I thought maybe you were having kind of a bad, bummed out day because it started off kind of bad, and you're like, "Eh, I don't care. I don't really, you know, how you have those days." And I thought maybe you were just having one of those days.
No, I'm on tomorrow at 7 o'clock. I'm gonna do another thing of this drug, and then I'm gonna go on to another purchase.
Okay, but you know that's gonna happen, so maybe. Maybe put all the things away that tempt you to buy. Like, what do you think you're going to buy tomorrow?
I don't know.
Is this every day you're buying things?
Just, well, either that or giving money away. Yeah. Like, get Nicole on the phone. Tori Monson's producer. She'll back it up. Like, I got, you know, like, always get it. You know, just, I'll call her up and I'll say, give him $2,500. Give $5,000 for that. Or go do this. Or go give away all those Kraken tickets. She's like, okay.
So if I call you tomorrow, say it's 7:10, right?
About 25 minutes to hit me.
All right, yeah. So I'm 7:45. I'm going to give you a call.
Yeah, okay.
Say, hey, John.
Yeah?
You know,
hey, hi, Sherry. What's going on?
Hey, how are you? Okay, wow. Well, you know, I just checking in.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm having a little trouble. I don't want to bother you. Never mind.
No. What is it? What's wrong? You seem upset. You okay?
Yeah, just, you know. Gosh, I haven't had any new jewelry in a while.
Jewelry? Kinda,
yeah, jewelry, yeah. You know, I'm thinking I want to
like diamonds
kinda,
and stuff. And
Yeah. Like emeralds and diamonds and pearls. And I'm just thinking, you know, maybe just to spruce up my life a little bit. Nah, never mind. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you.
You're silly. Whatever. You just shoot me. Send it over to Nicole. And just tell her what you want, and she'll pick. Hold on, Jacob. I need you to work harder.
Jacob, you need to work harder.
That's right. Got a kid that lives with me. He yells at Jacob every once in a while. Yeah, send over. Just take a picture of it. And let me do this. Let me just give you my credit card to make it a lot easier.
Great. That's good. Thanks, John.
I'm going to put on American Express. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
You got a pen?
Yeah, I'm right here.
3726.
Mm-hmm.
53. You have a pen?
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Oh, yeah, Tracy Taylor's going to check traffic. I'll give you the rest of the numbers.
Okay.
Come right
all
back.
Right. Thank you. Yep.
I'm going to send you the link to the... just kidding.
You write to us at mynorthwest.com. Come on in, everybody. You can write through the State Roofing text line, 1-888-973-5476. someone's going to become letter of the day. The teeny tiny lady is back, by the way. I ran into Nick the other day. He works over at the airport, and he said, bring teeny tiny back. And I said, Nick, for you and the way you rub the back of your hand down to my back, I'm bringing teeny tiny back. So,
wait a minute.
Here we go. Wait a minute. Let's talk a little bit about...
Wait. Go back to Nick rubbing your back.
With the back of his hand, Sherry.
Who's Nick?
He works at the TSA.
Okay.
I flew out the other day, and yeah, and he told me, hey, big fan of the show, and this is after you make it through the scanning machine.
Right.
And then he's like, big fan of the show. I said, oh, hey, great. By the way, bring Teeny Tiny back. I miss Teeny. I'm like, okay. All right, Nick, I will, for you.
So if I rub your back, will you then not have her come back?
Will you have blue gloves on? And will you be stuffed into a slightly tight shirt around your
always
belly area?
How recently had you taken your drugs before Nick said this to you, John?
Hey, listen.
Did you also buy Nick a car?
Hold on. Okay. You know what? When I share things with the two of you,
sorry.
I'm opening myself up. I'm sharing these things. You can't come back and beat me with. My only friend is Andrew, and he's got all this weird facial hair. Andrew.
Yes.
Defend me.
He's a listener, I guess.
Never mind, Andrew. Never mind. I'm moving on to the next story.
My beard's too big. I can't think straight.
God, this show is just off the wall. What do you want to talk about? We want to talk about the fact that because there's a lack of pork meat, people are now deciding to eat alligators?
It's crocodiles, but yeah, what's the difference between a crocodile and an alligator?
It has to do with the front of their head where their eyes are and something about their snout.
Okay. Well, in Thailand, they are turning to crocodile meat because all of their pork products are diseased. They've got a lot of problems with that. So now 20,000 crocodiles are being slaughtered in Thailand. Would you try it?
Sure, I've eaten that. And it's true, it tastes like chicken. What's the weirdest thing you've ever had to eat for radio or TV?
Not for radio or TV, but when I was in Japan, I did blowfish.
Okay. On a dare?
No. We went to this really nice restaurant and we had the whole blowfish deal. So, yeah. But if it's, you know, not prepared properly, not good.
And what do you mean a whole blowfish deal?
Well, it's kind of an event. You go and you sit down and, you know, they have a certain kind of sake that you drink with it and a certain kind of thing. And then the sushi chef comes out. I mean, it was, you know, it was sort of a production.
Is it expensive? Would I be able to afford it?
You would be able to afford it. Would you think it was worth the money? Absolutely not. Yes, it's really expensive.
I would order
maybe during that 2-hour sweet spot.
Can you have it for breakfast?
You would do it at 7:45. You'd be all in. Say 9:15, forget it.
Hey, somebody give me a ham and cheese sandwich over here. All right. I learned my lesson not to share things with the two of you. And the listeners would be far more sympathetic.
Uh-huh.